This is Al for the FightGame.tv. We're here at Pride press conference. We just ran into great fighter Gilbert Melendez. How you doing, Gilbert?
Doing great, man. Great to be here.
Yeah, we know that you just won your fight against Kyle Jarry. How was that fight to you, and what's next for you as far as the next Pride, if you're going to be in it?
Oh, man. You know, it was a great fight for me. I was very nervous. It was nerve-wracking, but it was a war, and I think we put on a great show for the fans, and I'm so happy I got the victory, man. Definitely loving it, and it meant a lot for my career, and now I got it. You know, I got the future, and you know, February I might fight, depending on my opponent, and you know, and I wouldn't mind, especially in the, you know, in Las Vegas, you know, in U.S. territory, all my friends and family could watch me. If not, you guys will see me definitely in May, in the lightweight Grand Prix, and I'll definitely go there and try to win that belt, bring it back home to, you know, USA, you know.
Yeah. For those people that don't know much about you, and you know, because a lot of people, the more sort of the heavier weights, the bigger weights. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you train, and you know, how long you've been training. You know, okay. Something that, you know, only you and only your fans that know you, but for the people out there that don't know you.
Definitely. First of all, it's great that they're putting the lightweights on the same, you know, as the heavyweights now, so we can be exposed. But yeah, you know, I grew up in Southern California, started off wrestling there, and then I, you know, met up with this Jake Shields, and you know, he's been training me since. I train with the Diaz brothers up in Northern California, and those are my main training partners right there. And you know, I was the WEC champ before. I fought in Rumble on the Rock in Hawaii Grip, and I fought in Shooto. I was number one contender out there. I'm 14-0, undefeated, 10 knockouts. And you know, all unanimous decisions, and I'm the Strikeforce lightweight champ too, and I'm doing it, man. I'm gonna put it on the map, put everyone on the map here too, and you know, I love to fight. If you guys watch me, I love to fight, man. I love it. I love to be in there, and I'll always scrap every time. If you guys see my old fights, you'll know.
Yeah. Is there anybody out there, any opponent that you think, okay, look, that would be, even if it's not in Pride, if it's not in any of the other events, just someone that you think that would be a great fight for me, because not only are you similar to his style, but you would really get it on with him?
Oh, I want Gomi, man. I mean, it's number one guy in the world, and you know, that was my dream for years. Just to, you know, I dream about fighting him, dream about trying to beat him. I want his position, you know, nothing personal. I just, you know, I want to be him. I want his spot. I want to be the best. So yeah, I dream about it. And if anyone see me fight, they know I could bang with that guy, and I will. Can't guarantee victory, but I guarantee a war and a fight for the fans. Yeah.
Is there anybody out there that you like to thank? You know, their sponsors, anybody? Because we know fighters, that's what they live for.
Yeah, definitely, man. I want to thank my sponsors, Nogi, Fairtex, LRG, you know, my boy Jake Shields, you know, Cali's Body Auto Body Shop in Santa Ana. Everyone in Santa Ana, what's up? And that's it, man. Thank you.
Great. Gilbert, we hope to see you fight soon, man. Hopefully, maybe in February, you know, if February was good.
Hopefully, man.
This is Al and Gilbert for FightGame.tv.